اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
أدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I'm Mehdi. Ask you to stay tuned. According to Imam Khomeini, the important thing is that Muslims act according to Islam and the Quran. Islam embodies all that relates to the growth, cultivation of human values, as well as matters concerning man's life in this world and the hereafter. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, "My dear youth, you are my hope. Hold the Quran in one hand and take up arms in the other and defend your honor and prestige in such a way as to withdraw from them, that is the foes, the power to think and plot against you." Dear audience, now let's listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Qadr, as well as Surah Al-Ikhlas and Surah Al-Falaq, all recited by Shaykh Muhammad Al-Laythi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الحق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. You just listened to the recitation of surahs Qadr, Ikhlas, and Falaq recited by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi. Now we want to analyze these surahs in terms of the rules of tajweed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. What's really important is first the إخفاء in the word أنزلناه, where there's a زاء after a نون ساكنة. So إخفاء takes place, and you have to apply ikhfa by approximating the place of articulation of the zay, that is, that comes after the nun sakana. Anzalnahu, as you can see, we approximate the place of articulation of zay. We don't make the tongue touch the place of articulation of zay. It gets close to the place of articulation of this letter. Fi laylatil qadr, then we have the qalqala of the dal and also the tafkhim of the ra, al-qadr. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. Again, we have madul munfasil, ma adraka, and we also have qadr, the tafkhim of the qaf, and also the qalqala of the dal, and also again the tafkhim of the ra, only if you stop on this word. If you don't stop, it's Laylatul Qadri, so you have to pronounce it with thinness if you continue. Laylatul Qadri. See, here again we have a ra with a tafkhim, with a tarqiq, excuse me. Here we have a ra with tarqiq. Laylatul Qadri khayrum min alfi shahr. Again, shahr, if you stop on this word, but if you continue, shahreen tanazzalul malaika, the ra becomes muraqqaq if you continue. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. مطلع الفجر. We have two letters that are letters of قلقلة. We have to make sure that the sound of these two letters is heard by applying قلقلة. Now let's go on to the next surah that was recited, سورة الإخلاص or سورة التوحيد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد. If you continue and connect the first verse to the second verse, we have التقاء of ساكنين أحد الله. So we have to give كسرة to the first second letter, which is the نون ساكن of the تنوين, so that التقاء of ساكنين, this problem is solved. Because in Arabic, you cannot begin pronouncing two letters that have sukun. If they're at the end of a syllable, yes, you can pronounce them. For example, fatah. But if it's at the beginning of a phrase or a word, it's impossible to pronounce two sukun letters juxtaposed. So you have to say ahadunillahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Two qalqalas right after another. يَلِدْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi connected the last verse of Surah Ikhlas to the Surah Falaq. And so, إِقْلَاب takes place. Ahadum Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inqilab means that the noon sakin of the tanween becomes a mim sakinah that is pronounced with ikhfa. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq min sharri ma khalaq wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab wa min sharri nafathati fil 'uqad wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. All of the words at the end of this surah had qalqala at the end. We had qalqala of qaf, ba, and dal. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this segment of Let's Recite the Quran. I now invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you very much.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the Noble Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, in continuing in our program where we look at some of the fascinating stories or anecdotes that have been mentioned regarding certain verses of the Holy Quran. In this particular episode, we'll be looking at the 40th verse of Surah Nur, that is the 24th Surah of the Holy Quran. And one particular story that maybe it will be spread across a few episodes will be looked at. This verse deals with a particular type of condition. And it explains this condition in such a way that it will require a person to actually experience it firsthand and to actually go through it in order to explain it in a way in which the Holy Quran explains it. Now, what must be mentioned is that the stories and the anecdotes that are mentioned are those that have been mentioned in the books that deal with certain stories and certain anecdotes. The truthfulness behind them is something that we can discuss, but it does not mean that because we have no source for it, or it is no names mentioned in it, it's just certain individuals who have certain nationalities mentioned in it, that we completely ignore it. No, there are certain pinnacle and pivotal explanations that within the story, even if the story is not true, it can still have benefit to us and it can show us a certain path and a certain way. So this verse that is translated as such, that this is again the 40th verse of the 24th surah of the Holy Quran, that is Surah Nur, or the Surah of Light. The verse, the translation goes again from the book of Ali Kulli Quran. It says that, or like the manifold darkness in a deep sea, covered by billow upon billow, that is layer upon layer of clouds, overcast by clouds, manifold layers of darkness, one on top of another, that when if a person brings his hand out in front of his face, basically, he will find it very difficult to actually see his own hand in front of his own face. And one whom Allah has not granted any light has no light. So basically, this verse is explaining the conditions of those people who completely deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in this type of position. And even if they bring their own hands in front of their face, even if they see clearly that this is the truth, they will not be able to see it. So inshallah, in our next episode, regarding this particular verse of the Holy Quran, again, to remind ourselves of the verse, the 40th verse from the 24th surah of the Holy Quran, that is Surah An-Nur, the verse that speaks about the condition of the kafirun and the condition of the unbelievers, those who completely deny the truth, even though the truth is so clear in front of them. So inshallah, in our next episode, we will continue with a particular story that has been mentioned regarding this particular verse. Inshallah, until then, my dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق